Today's show is brought to you by AdvanceAutoParts.com. Save 20% off your first order at www.AdvanceAutoOffer.com/chickenduck. Enter promo code AAP20CAST for 20% savings.
What?
No chips.
No chips on the mic.
Loot crate.
Are we recording this week or is this another man meet?
So what happened last week? How do you guys record or how do you save it all? Does it go on a...
It saves to an SD card.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened. So I tested it out with
you
all...
You told me what happened.
I thought that's what happened, but that doesn't make sense. I just kind of made that up to appease you.
Dude, I just had the worst experience. So I'm like,
what, you sat with your friends last week for an hour and 45 minutes and shot the shit?
No,
and
was none of it recorded? Man Meat number one, Reading chapter. But no, I just went to... I didn't know if John was coming, so I was going to get some beer. I go over to Redner's. I wanted to see their beer place there. And I go in. I'm there. I make a six-pack. I go up. I go to pay. Now, I know my license is expired, but it was... It's like 2 days. I had to wait for this fucking camera card that takes like a month.
Yeah. And you couldn't get it?
She rings me up. Do you have your ID? Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, I can't take this. This is expired. I'm like, it doesn't change my fucking age, man. I'm fucking 40 years old. I'm like, she's like, sorry. I'm like, what about my gun license? Can you use that? And she's like, no.
Why can't you use your gun license?
That happened to me at the electric factory one time.
What age do you have to be to get a gun license?
It doesn't matter. It's a photo ID.
It's a photo ID.
And it's state issued and it shows your address. It shows your age.
Like, oh, yeah, true.
And it has a
Most companies that we work with, if our guys don't have a driver's license, they can use their hunting. You know?
Well, it's like, well, what if some old dude went in there? He's like 80 years old. And he's like, oh... They won't sell. They're not going to sell you beer.
He's out. He's out, everybody.
So I was like, this is fucking... I yelled out. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. I was like, I'm 40 years old. So I had to go to fucking Sunshine.
Playing
and
get a flute there.
It's so Sunshine don't give a fuck.
It's so long. No, the girl there was probably either drunk or fucking 17 herself.
But I knew Redner's. I was going to go to Giant, but I was like, I know the same thing's going to happen there because they fucking put your card in the thing. I'm like, what does it matter if my ID's expired? Which I knew it was expired, but I'm not fucking going to the DMV like on a Saturday.
I couldn't get help at the cell phone place because my ID was expired.
Really?
No shit. I was like...
What were they? This might not be you. I mean...
Yeah. Oh, you know your license expired. I can't log into your account.
And you probably had to stand there and fucking wait for how long before they told you that.
Yeah.
Who do you have, Verizon?
Sprint.
Oh. I fucking hate all the carriers. They're all garbage.
Yeah, I mean.
You go into Verizon, you first have to enter your name like in a list, and your name comes up on the board, and it's like gives you like a wait time, and there's fucking people standing around not doing anything. And you're like, why the fuck can't they just help me?
I always just go right over to Kevin. It's just this guy that I know from going to the Verizon store.
Oh,
his name is Kevin.
Give Casey, him little shout out. He sees you coming and goes right over to you.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
What if Kevin's not there that day?
No, I just turn around and leave. Just
fuck that.
Come back when Kevin's working.
Yeah. Wow. You just text him up. Hey, Kevin.
No,
time you're working.
Kevin, no. You going to be there today?
No texting. Come in. No texting, Kevin.
Goes right to his house.
It's like a blind date. You just show up.
Hey, go right to his house.
Let me see this one.
Is Kevin's mom in there?
what kind
Where's
is
your this? Son?
I was waiting for him to suck him off.
Where's the beef? You don't read much, do you?
No.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 102 and a half.
Sorry, I think it's just number two, bud.
We just act like last week never even happened. It was man meat number one, but no chicken duck. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry, we missed you last week. Joining us again this week, Ryan Vu.
Hello, hello, Lou Craig Katulski.
What?
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 Nothing.
What the fuck?
Nobody even knows what we're talking about because that never happened. That conversation was
But he
just...
does.
Man, I don't even remember it. I was here. Anyway, Kyle, how do I say your last name?
Wall.
Kyle Wall's here, everybody, for, well, it doesn't count because you weren't here last week because we weren't recording.
Hi, Kyle.
It was still fun, though.
So, Kyle thinks he needs to show up here every week so Casey doesn't take his belt back. He needs to make sure he's here in case any real ridiculous rules appear. And Casey and myself are here again.
Hello.
Got out. You got out all right today?
No, I did not get out all right today.
What's wrong with the Door King gate that you have there?
Last week, right before I was ready to go do all my Christmas shopping and errands, I think it was maybe Christmas Eve, maybe the day before, Christmas Eve Eve, I hit the clicker and the chain broke on the fucking gate, which...
Just like a door operator.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't have Master Links handy.
No.
You know?
No.
Or have I done that in
been out of the
3 years?
The garage door?
We have a gate at the front of the property that slides.
Oh, shit.
That slides across. And 3 or 4 weeks prior to that, before, like the day we were leaving for Destin, Florida, or the day before, the sprocket broke.
Oh.
So the neighbor fixed that, Shane. He welded that. And then today I asked Uncle Ken if he was going to be around Monday or Tuesday. Nope.
He's going to be around this
Why don't
morning.
We just do it today? I'm like, okay. So I fucking had to put on work pants. That's why I'm still in fucking dirty work clothes. And decided that we had to fix the gate today. So we had to drive to Tractor Supply, get Master Links.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it all up.
Yep. You can't just do it by hand? Can't no, just open and close the gate?
Are you kidding? What are you fucking...
You can, but...
Do you fly economy?
That's peasant level shit. That's not for Casey.
Anybody could just get into the compound then. Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody walking around. Could you imagine?
You can open and close the gate by hand, but the chain, not with the chain in where it was. You know what I mean?
The guard guy's on holiday vacation yeah. right now, so the gate's got to get fixed.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So it's fixed now.
Good, good, good. Good to hear. That's all I got, man.
I didn't.
Last week was a really good week for me.
So fucking good.
Dude, I've been crunching. I had so many good ideas last night, and I totally forgot all of them.
Yeah, probably got hammered.
Welcome to Chicken Duck.
I was like, no, seriously. I was watching UFC, listening to music. The UFC fight was on last night. You watch it?
No, I didn't.
I was always, every week, every UFC fight's horrible, but there was... Two good fights, the last two fights, the girl fight. Amanda Nunes.
I heard that one was really good.
Oh, she knocked him. Dude, the girl, well, the girl she fought, Chris Cyborg, is like a man.
Her real name, Cyborg.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Chris Cyborg. Yeah. And she looks like a transgender woman. Like, she looks like a dude.
Is her name spelled like Cyborg?
Yeah,
Cyborg. C-Y-B-O-R-G? Yeah.
Dude, she's an animal, too.
That's fucking stage name. That's not a real name.
I don't know.
That's not a family fucking name. Oh, where you come from?
The Cyborg man.
Yeah, it used to be Cyborgia, and then they changed it when we got to Ellis Island. Cyborg
it might
just sounded
be.
Better.
But just look her up. She
yeah,
looks
Christina
like
Justino Venanzio.
Okay.
Cyborg.
Known by her ring name, Chris Cyborg.
Yeah, okay.
American-Brazilian mixed martial arts.
Oh.
Well, she got her fucking...
That's fucking...
Wrong.
Isn't that... What's his name's... No. No, never mind.
She's married to Evangelista Santos. Or she was.
She still is, I think.
No.
Divorced, no?
She's married 2005 to 2011.
She's married somebody now. Because he was there.
Yeah.
Oh, she got fucked up, though. 50 seconds.
50 seconds,
50
that's
seconds,
it.
Dude. Man, this Brazilian shit. Girl, Amanda Nunes, now that she has two belts, she fucking...
How can she have two belts?
Well, she had.
You get one fucking belt and then you put another.
Oh, her, well, she walked.
Name? Kyle Wall.
She walked 650.
He only has one.
She won.
I only have. I need another one. That's what I mean.
I was thinking about that again. When you defend your title.
He always thinks about it.
Oh, my God. I know. When you're just going to give it to him because I don't really care.
That's what he wants.
Don't do it. Don't give in.
But I will etch my, I'll have my name engraved in it so he has to fucking look at it every day.
Draw your own caricature on the back.
You're getting like, going to be like John Cena and change the WWF belt.
Put some lights on it. Like, what's her name? Do you ever see that one? She's got like
Charlotte
lights
Flair.
All over it. No, the black chick.
Uh-uh.
She's always got the glow shit on.
In WWF?
Yeah. Well, no, WWE.
I will never call it that.
I know.
Ever.
I'm surprised it didn't fall from that.
What were you? What did you point at me? Like you knew.
I wanted to talk about the fucking movie.
Which one?
Bird Box.
No, yes. But we can talk about
nobody's,
that.
I haven't
just
seen
watched it.
I was so drunk, I don't remember any of it. So.
What movie? Viva Knievel.
No, but we can talk about that. That seems exciting. Holmes and Watson.
Never saw it.
Oh, that looks great.
You're joking?
The one with John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell?
You don't read much, do you?
No.
Like
I watch.
So right now
and enjoy.
And I understand what everybody with the reaction is, that it's a fucking Will Ferrell movie and it's going to take some time. I'm scared to even see it. I'm scared to waste money and go see it in the theater.
I want to see it.
People are fucking leaving in droves, like walking
what?
Out. Walking really? Out, wanting refunds. It's got a 5 on Rotten Tomatoes. A 5.
Wow.
Why?
Yeah. Because they say it's just not funny at all.
A 5% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I know. How can it not be funny? I don't.
Because I seen a preview last night where there's a bee in the room and he has like a beehive behind his glass and he hits the bee and it hits the glass and breaks and all the bees get out and John C. Reilly starts fucking firing his gun in the house. Now that looks funny, but that might be
the funniest
part of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reviews are like horrible.
Well, I never pay to see shit.
Either,
so.
I don't either. So that's why my wife was really into it. She wanted to go see it Friday, and I was like, "Yeah, let's not do that."
I was at the beer distributor, and the girl was talking about Aquaman. Mm. She's like, "Oh, we went and saw it last night." I was gonna be like, "My buddy says it sucked."
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about that. My opinion doesn't matter because I heard and read that. Everybody that saw that was like, oh, it was the greatest fucking movie they've ever seen.
And it made like $500 million the first
one. It's supposed to hit $1 billion.
What? Yeah.
Yes.
I can't wrap my mind around it. I'm going to watch it again. I got to.
The trailers that I saw makes me. I mean, I'm going to see it. Because
it's Aquaman.
Yeah, but I mean. It just looks so over the fucking top.
That's exactly what it is.
First off, it's a shitty comic book character anyway. Aquaman. Yeah. Who gives a fuck about Aquaman?
Nobody ever liked Aquaman.
Yeah, come on. It's like, what's another like gay superhero?
Shazam.
Yeah.
They're bringing that back.
It's coming out soon.
There's a movie.
Yeah. It's coming out soon.
That looks fucking horrible.
I can't wait for, I got DC, that DC Universe. I know you watch Titans.
Yes.
Did anybody else see Titans?
Yeah, I'm up to like the third. When you said about it and I watched it, I couldn't believe like how graphic it was.
Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're making this.
It's so good. But
good.
The reason that I got DC Universe is I'm really looking forward to, I've been waiting for the Swamp Thing.
Yeah,
for a long fucking time.
I
love the fucking
ancient
Swamp Thing.
Character.
I know.
Great,
I love it,
dude. The original movie Swamp Thing. Do you ever
so
see that,
good.
Dude? So fucking good. The villain in that movie is awesome. The black blind kid is it? Yeah, he's fucking awesome. He's like, hey man.
I saw Mary Poppins Returns.
You did see it.
You see it?
It went yesterday. Yeah.
We were talking about it on Facebook.
Yeah. Why didn't you take Jimmy's grandma? She wanted to see it. She would have went with you.
Well, it was a good thing she didn't come in. Anyway.
She probably would have talked to
you
the whole thing.
You left early.
You left Mary Poppins?
What?
And your kid fell asleep to the original, you said.
Yeah.
So you
kind of
put it on. Sometimes we put movie on.
And just play.
And until we, like, two fall asleep. But well, the movie's long. It's like over 2 hours long, and we made it through probably 3/4 of it. It was probably only maybe a half hour.
How would you ever know?
Did they do the Spoonful of Sugar song?
Hmm?
Did they do the song Spoonful of Sugar? Like where she puts all the toys away and shit?
I don't recall that.
It's not a remake.
It's not a remake?
No, it's a...
It's just a new version.
Yeah, it's a new... Oh.
It's Mary Poppins...
What is it?
Returns.
Mary Poppins Returns.
Is what it's called.
They don't call it a remake or a sequel, but they call it something else.
Another Mary Poppins movie?
It's another word. Sequel.
Who's the chicken?
Is it a sequel?
Yeah.
It picks up...
No,
where Mary Poppins left
no.
off.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Very clearly.
No, it's the kids from the first one are adults now.
See?
They own the house.
Those kids are probably...
Sequel!
Like Hook.
The kid's probably dead. The girl's a hooker.
So it is a sequel, Ryan. Correct?
How you define it, a sequel.
You would consider it a sequel, right?
He's no sequel judge.
I'm not a sequel
oh,
judge.
Oh, but let's get into...
What? What are we getting into?
You claim that we're always picking on you.
Yeah, I picked up on a little bit of that, too.
But...
I was joking, but...
Okay. See, I don't think that we do ever pick on you.
No, John does.
Oh, okay, yeah, John definitely does. So, read to everyone here a text that I got from, everybody got yesterday.
didn't get one.
No. Yeah, well, you're not included in that.
Now that he's been on more podcasts than Jeff has lately, maybe he should be on the text
is
message.
Is Jim still in the group chat or no?
Jim Morgani?
No, Jim.
Yeah,
but I mute it.
Oh, you mute it. All right.
So we got a text from Ryan yesterday saying, I'll read it word for word. It's just been so hard to tell you guys, but I've been a singer/songwriter for the past 2 years now. I've created hits like If That Rock Hadn't Fallen.
I was fucking crying.
And I was trying to tell Barbara this yesterday, and I was crying.
I was laying on the couch crying. I was laughing that hard.
Okay. I've created hits like If That Rock Hadn't Fallen and Grab My Vape, Baby Yeah. Pretty big in the UK. Actually made the UK's top 30 bottom half chart. And then he sent us some vocals here.
No, he didn't.
So I guess.
Why don't you have him sing?
Yeah,
I mean, what?
Yeah, let's have a live.
You're the singer songwriter. Why don't you do
I'd
it?
I'd like
for
you
him?
To recite the lyrics for
okay,
me.
Okay, I'll recite it. I know it's hard to perform in front of just a small audience.
On the spot,
like this.
Yeah, my voice.
So this is, I guess, I'm going to guess that this is lyrics to If That Rock Hadn't Fallen. If That Rock Hadn't Fallen. I wouldn't be here longing for your touch. It's been only 2 months, and I miss you so much. Only if that darn rock hadn't fallen.
I can understand why that's big in the UK. They got a lot of rocks.
Huge. Huge.
Lots of mountain ranges.
So, would you like to explain a little of this, Ryan? I had no idea. I've known you for almost 30 years.
Yeah, for the past 2 years, I've been working on a profession, a singer/songwriter. I've had writer's block for the past 3 years, though. That's the problem. So
no, wait.
It happens.
Did I just have a moment? You've been working on this for how long?
2 years. 2 years.
Okay, hold on. You've been working on this for 2 years.
Yeah.
How long has your writer's block been going on?
About 3.5 years.
This has got to be very difficult struggle for you.
It is. It really is. It's.
But yet you still have 2 hits in the UK.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I don't know where they came from. They just, on a whim, just boom, you know, and I produced it, threw it out there, and it made the bottom half chart.
Is it on Spotify? Is there somewhere I could find this?
You might be able to get it.
The good name, though, Vu. Like, that's perfect.
You wrote, directed, produced, performed, Everything.
Yeah.
You did it all.
I was too shy to get anybody's help, really.
Yeah, so you
I
want did all it the money, a, you know, right? You want to give it out.
In the lonely darkness.
Well, for the old EGOT. He wants to get his EGOT. He wants to get everything.
Wow, buddy.
Yeah.
This is very shocking. Surprising.
Is there a music video coming up?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. I was thinking about doing a remix to Grab My Vape, Baby. Yeah. And I thought maybe we could get...
Wow, he's going to pass out. Be careful.
I know. Fall. Dude, where did he fall at last time?
Oh, that was...
Over here?
I thought he was dead. The only reason we knew he wasn't dead was because it happened. The exact same thing happened to me like 2 weeks prior.
Yeah, like what do you do if you
well,
dead?
Everybody
you
thought he was dead
right
except
away?
For me, so I just like laughed. I said, "That's all right. He'll be back."
Boo goes. Hey, what? I forget what you said.
You were shocked. Yeah, I was like, what? "You all right?"
Oh, man. And you were like, yeah, man. Why are you all fucking looking at me?
You're laying on
the
floor.
You were on the floor just a minute ago, not breathing.
Grab My Vape, Baby. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought maybe we'd get the crew in on a video.
What
Hells
crew?
Yeah. Hmm? Chicken Duck. Chicken
oh,
duck.
The duck.
Yeah.
Chicken Duck crew.
Hmm. Huh. And I was thinking.
I'm in.
Just for the video shoot, we could hire some toots. You know,
prostitutes.
Toots. They don't be called prosta, according to.
Why not just get dancers? We don't need to have sex with them.
Well, they work.
Well,
cheap.
No, that's
they
not.
Work
we're
cheaper.
Just for the video. I mean, you can get
they
it,
work
like,
cheaper.
It's a budget video.
Prostitutes are cheaper than dancers.
Yeah.
You say that so
25 bucks.
Well, it sounds like he's got experience.
You
well.
Say that like
you're
you
on
know
the job.
Exactly
then
exactly who we need to call.
He's got some people in mind. We just need them for the video shoot.
You even threw the price $25 out.
Yeah. I mean, we don't even need them to get
solid
naked, so maybe.
Fee. We don't even know what we need to have them do yet, but $25.
They just
worth.
Need to be in bikinis.
They'll do anything.
Maybe one shoot in bikinis, but other than that, they can wear regular clothes. So maybe that price can drop from $25 to, you know, $15.
We'll negotiate.
That's what the business is about, isn't it?
Right. There go the female viewers again.
Well, again? we get some male ones in for female viewers.
Back.
I mean, Casey we can spray him with some water. He can rip his shirt off. Where's Jimbo? We can get Jimbo in here.
Oh,
you guys
my
can hug.
God.
Speaking of Jimbo.
Where's Jimbo?
He called me the other day. I didn't answer. Then he left me a text or left me a voicemail and texted me saying that I had to listen to my voicemail. Apparently, he told a story on the podcast one time about somebody that he hooked up with, some car dealer.
Dude?
No. or something? You remember him talking about this?
The one from, like, Jersey.
So, I don't even know.
The one he met on LinkedIn?
No, I don't remember. The one that he got in trouble with. Didn't he, like, he couldn't talk about because she was in the government?
No,
that was a lawyer.
Yeah, that was
never
somebody that was.
I got to be honest, it's really hard to keep up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
anyway.
Most of the time, truth be told, I completely fucking ignore him.
He was like so excited. I could tell just by the way he was texting me and calling me and the way, you know, his voicemail. He said that he met some dude and he was hanging out with him and they became
things
like
got a little.
He's like, we became friends and we went out to drink that night and we were talking and he was telling me he was in Ohio and that he hooked up with this car dealer, and it turns out it was the same chick. And he was like so excited that he was now friends with
Eskimo Brothers with this dude. Yeah. He's like,
that
yeah,
this some random dude that he just met and is now friends with. Oh, they're Eskimo Brothers.
That is awesome. I just saw he posted a picture last night. I'm like, I love when I see his thing pop up because I'm like, oh, it's gonna be a good video, and it's this. He's at the gym and there's this dude doing curls.
He's filming
some other dude.
Yeah.
And he's probably thinking like, man, this guy's so fucking ripped, man. Look at him.
It's a bromance.
I forgot all about. Did we talk about the
I
one where
I don't see any of that.
It's all on his Instagram story.
Yeah,
it's his story. They disappear after like 24 hours.
Yeah, I think so. I there was did we talk stupid. To did we talk about the one where he was shaving the dude's back?
What?
No, because I didn't. Yeah.
It was definitely.
There was like three videos.
Yes.
But it was late, and I had the sound turned off.
Yeah, me too. I didn't listen to the sound either. But yeah, he was definitely. All right.
So both of you, just in unison, admitted to watching a video of Jimbo shaving another man's back without fucking any volume on.
Yes.
Okay.
You can click through.
Keep going.
I clicked through them. I didn't watch them all the way through.
What was the title of the videos?
The videos can only be.
No, this is just like a YouTube story.
What were
not YouTube? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Instagram
you got
story.
Me. What were you waiting to happen?
I was waiting for him to suck him off.
That's it.
Because the guy was like,
"That's it. We're done."
You're waiting to see that.
We're done.
I wasn't waiting for anything. I saw them, and then I clicked through them until the next story. I didn't watch the whole fucking story all the way through.
It was like a bad car wreck. Was, you didn't want to watch, but you couldn't stop.
Yeah, you knew you might miss something. Yeah.
An Instagram story can only last for like up to a minute.
Yeah.
So I clicked through the first one. That was a minute long. Then the next one was a minute long, and it was also him shaving some dude's back. I clicked through it after like 2 seconds.
Wow.
I got to the third one, and it was the same fucking thing. And then I clicked to the next person's story.
What kind of shaving cream was it? Do you
no
know?
Shaving cream.
Yeah, it was just
dry.
Fucking dry.
But knowing Jimbo. Like
what? The fuck are you talking about?
And he was doing it like very gingerly too from what I saw.
But the guy didn't look like he had any hair on his back. Like,
well, no, Jimbo fucking like it shaved him down.
No, but.
This was probably their second take.
I know Jimbo, so I was kind of like, I don't need the audio because I'm just thinking what Jimbo would be saying.
You're making this so much worse, Kyle.
I think it's great.
He was probably saying that, oh, this isn't gay, man. It's not gay.
It's only gay if the balls touch.
I was surprised Jimbo's shirt. Now, if Jimbo had his shirt off, that would have probably said it.
I'm surprised he didn't have it off.
I know.
For 75 years, Advance Auto Parts has helped the nation of do-it-yourselfers fix their vehicles. Advance Auto Parts has the essentials from brake pads to batteries, along with all of the final touches, like hoses and filters. When you do it yourself, you want the best parts and the best prices, whether it's for the body or under the hood. We'll get you the right part at your local store or delivered to your home. So to save 20% off your first order, go to advanceautooffer.com/chickenduck. Again, that's advanceautooffer.com/chickenduck to save 20% off your first order. Enter promo code AAP20CAST for 20% savings.
What do you have for us?
Nothing.
Do you think anybody needs to try? Should I retell the...
Can't tie your shoe?
Yes.
You really? Was it that good?
No, because it was funny the first time. And
you guys already know.
You're going to try too hard, and we're going to force the laugh. But it was fucking funny.
Just put in a laugh track.
So funny.
Well, let's talk about the Bird Box. Because I just
watched it. Yeah, let's talk about Bird Box.
You guys talk about it. I haven't seen it, so I
didn't see it either. I don't know what.
You didn't see it either? So I'd rather not let it out of the bag.
I didn't see it.
Devin and I watched it the other night.
For the longest time, I couldn't understand why everyone was like blind. And then I watched the trailer.
Yeah, well, I see. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked through it and I'm like. Man, I don't know. I love Sandra Bullock, though. She's hot. She seems like she's great. But I just want to tell Casey, it's better than A Quiet Place. It's A Quiet Place.
Okay.
Without aliens. You can talk. No, you
they
can
just
talk.
Didn't have to be
you
quiet.
Just can't see. Yeah, you don't have to be quiet.
Which there I was dialogue.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand how me seeing could affect how somebody else is able to fucking eat me.
No, it's not. Not
don't fucking ruin it for me. I'll be mindlessly pissed off.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Everybody yeah, knows. I won't give any spoilers, but no, like, there's no eating of people, no
well,
zombies,
you're ruining it for
like...
me because I'm thinking there's probably going to be some eating of people.
I was surprised, dude, Machine Gun Kelly was in it, and he wasn't that bad.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
You don't know that?
I know who
Jesus
that is.
Christ.
I know the name.
You know
He's
what?
A rapper.
Now that you say that, I think I remember seeing him in it the other night.
Yeah.
Well, was it as good as the Super?
Oh, it was 100 times better.
That movie was so fucking bad. Oh, God. It was so bad.
So good. Dude, we watched.
It was so fucking weird. Like, just so weird.
It was.
So Nanny wanted to watch a Christmas movie the other night, and I was like, oh, I heard of this good one with Willie Nelson where he plays like Santa
of
Claus, sort of, right?
You're the only one that's ever heard of that.
Yes, because I've been looking for Christmas movies.
And it was called Angels Sing, and it was so terrible that it was like really funny.
Was he Santa Claus in it?
He was like supposed to be sort of Santa Claus. Yeah, his name was Nick.
What's the premise of the movie?
Harry Connick Jr. and his family need a new place to live. Their house is being sold or their lease is up or some shit. And he comes out. He like hits a reindeer out in the middle of the fucking woods while he's riding his bike. Remember how you yelled at Ryan for that? So Harry Connick Jr. is riding his bike through the woods and he hits a reindeer and his bike is all smashed up and he comes walking out of the woods and Willie's sitting on the porch of this beautiful house. He sells Harry Connick Jr. the... You want to scratch that so bad. He sells Harry Connick Jr. the house for like half the price that it's actually worth, but there's certain rules that he has to do. Like he has to decorate. It's this place in Austin, Texas, not Candy Cane Lane, but something like that, where everybody on the street decorates their house like beautiful, you know, for Christmas. So
not white trashy.
Yeah, but Harry Connick Jr. doesn't want to decorate. He has like there's problems from his past. His dad in the movie was Chris Christopherson, and something happened with him. The brother died. He didn't want to put lights up. But the one part we could not get it together is, I mean, none of you are ever going to see this movie. So.
Never.
No.
Chris Christopherson dies in a fucking car crash with the grandson, right? The grandson lives, though, and the grandson is, like, blaming himself for Chris Christopherson dying. And Harry Connick Jr. is in the hospital talking to him, like, trying to console him. And he's like going through why it's not his fault. You know, this could have happened. He goes, that highway that you were on, it should have had a median in the center of the road.
Was a Lifetime movie, wasn't it?
Something. Yeah, I believe so. But we could not fucking get it together. Him. And then Willie, he cleans the house out, gives them the house, right? And the only thing left behind is a piano, like a beautiful big piano.
Perfect.
Because Harry Connick Jr., you think, oh, he's going to do a little number here.
But plot twist.
Never once plays the fucking piano.
Has no fingers. Spoiler alert.
Bring out banjo.
Can't play anything.
Maya Lovett's in it.
I've seen it on TV.
It was so good. But yeah, Willie leaves the fucking piano behind with a note on it. Too heavy to move. Merry Christmas.
Oh, because it's going to Harry Connick.
Thinking, he's going to give us a little number, a little Christmas number.
Nothing.
Fucking piano one time.
Not even in the credits. You watched it through the whole credits to find out.
Yeah?
Yeah, for the...
Maybe there's an extended cut DVD.
Where Willie comes on, blazes one up, starts playing like...
Dale Watson's in it? You know Dale Watson?
Oh, Dale.
Yep.
Can I have 2 seconds?
Sure. It's your show.
Winner.
Loot Crate. Loot Crate. There it is. Warby Filter Parker Leaf.
Oh, so I signed up for Warby Parker. I went and got my eye test the other day.
Did you?
And I'm getting new glasses, and I signed up for Warby Parker, where I'm getting the 5 frames in the mail
nice.
To try on. And then if I decide to pick any of those, then I will get...
Nope.
Chicken Duck will get 20% commission of the sale that I make on my glasses.
On your own glasses.
20%, that's pretty good. That's a lot.
If I decide I want any of the glasses.
Cheap, right?
No. Start at $95.
It's our road to success. You finally get out of here.
Me signing up for all of our sponsors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are the sponsors going to give you free shit to give away?
Probably when we start
selling
their stuff.
Like, what about like opening? We could start doing like opening reviews, gadgets. So they start selling shit here. Like
yes. Where they send you the free shit. And you're like, try it.
TV.
I know. Yeah, that is TV. A good job.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
You got to have a lot of followers.
Well, I thought with you being on the show, I thought we were going to have a fucking million
influencer.
I haven't reached out yet. I'm about to. What? I'm going to hit up my peoples to have them spread the word.
102 episodes in.
Well, I'm not going to do it if I ain't on the show. What the fuck's in it for me?
Everybody wants a
cut. What's in it for me? Everybody wants something. All right. What do you got? Anybody have anything?
Well, yeah, you were telling me
well, we went over
about
my
getting
song.
A new logo.
Yeah.
So what were your ideas? Like, I've been.
I asked Kyle if he could come up with a new logo for us, maybe.
Or do you like the old school logo?
We don't have any preference.
Loyalty to anything, man.
You need to get some merch. Huh.
We got merch. Nobody fucking wants it.
Oh, yeah, pins and patches. Pins.
Give you 10 cents a pin.
No, I got nothing, bud.
What do you got for us, Ryan?
Sang to us, for Christ's sake.
Well, I had my lyrics out there. I put myself out there being a songwriter and everything. Other than that, I don't really have a lot. Mary Poppins was long.
Sleepy.
Yeah.
Like, where'd you go see it at? The fairgrounds? Or
a while. Berkshire.
Did you know they redid fairgrounds?
I heard about it.
Yeah,
did you see it?
I've been there.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Since they redid it?
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Is it as good as Wild? It should be. It's brand new.
Is there a bar?
I
think there will be.
I didn't see a bar, but I think there's supposed to be. I did notice they are making the food now. The theaters, the seats were nice.
The last time I was in that theater, Andy was up maybe a year or two ago.
Andy's coming and everybody falls down.
And it looked like someone just took a large bag of popcorn, smashed it up into like the tiniest little crumbs, and just sprinkled it all over the floor like salt, like on a driveway.
Dude, that place was like so dirty. I stopped going there. It was that dirty.
It was so fucking gross.
It's the reason why I went there, because everyone stopped going there. I just put on old shoes.
Where you like stick to the floor.
Yeah.
The end of the movie. Can't get up, man. Can't get up. Did you watch A Star Is Born that night?
No, I downloaded it. I got it.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
It's tough to really dedicate any kind of time.
I didn't get it yet because it's not out legally.
What?
It's not out legally.
It's not legally out yet on DVD or Blu-ray.
Yeah. I was gonna go see it at the screening.
Yeah, I see.
Fucking screening.
What did everybody get for Christmas? How was your Christmas?
Nothing, man. Let's check. And a badge.
A badge? Oh. Oh, that's a nice vintage Arby's
badge.
You're
going to wonder,
what
kind of joint venture am I getting into?
Do you have to sew that one on? Or
yeah.
That's a sewable.
Yeah, I'm going to sew this one on.
You can't just iron it.
Sew it on.
A safety pin.
Well, but it's sew it on. I got to sew it on. I'll have to sew it on Mondays and Wednesdays. My Monday, I'm going to wear it on my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday shirt, and then I'll wear it on my Wednesday, Thursday, Friday
shirt.
Just get
some Velcro so you can switch it to every shirt.
Oh, that's good.
That's a great idea, Kyle.
I can just put my patch on. Take my patch off.
That's
you
just
should
one
go
on
Arby's
thing you
with
do
that patch and see if they say anything. Like, oh, shit.
Fucking old school.
Put it on and just walk in the back and start making some roast beef sandwiches.
You're like a fucking 10 gallon hat.
Part owner of this bitch.
Hey, see what you're doing. You don't see the patch? I work here.
Where's the beef?
Excuse me, sir. Who are you? Point to the patch.
I don't need to identify myself to you. Have you ever seen a patch like this in the wild?
I have the patch. I'm grandfathered
patch.
In.
A patch like this in the wild.
I think between the hat and the patch, they wouldn't be able to reject whatever my demands were.
Dude, you should definitely get a 10-gallon hat. Exactly like the Arby's
like
hat.
The biggest one you can find where it doesn't even fit. I have a question. What a New Year's is like two days away. What do you guys...
Yeah, it was actually last week, Kyle.
Chicken duck timeline. What do you have all planned for that? Anything?
Dinner.
No, I mean,
what's
like,
it?
You have any...
Dinner?
Somewhere in Lancaster, not sure yet. I made a reservation for somewhere. The farmhouse kitchen or something like that? Is that what it's called?
It's the size on our... I forget what it's called.
Did you just have a stroke?
What's that?
I'm looking at hats.
Yes.
That's the one. That's it.
Yes. Sale ends today, Jimmy. Dude, $11.28.
It's sold out.
You have to get
dude,
that.
It doesn't come
hat.
In white, though. You need it in white.
Look at how perfect that is.
You have to get that hat.
It's sold out.
No, that matches the badge. Brother.
Believe
patch.
It or not, that hat is sold out. Look.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Oh, my
sold
God.
Out.
Harvest. Harvest Seasonal Grill and Wine Bar.
Oh, yeah, Harvest. You
know, is that good?
I don't know. They're just opened.
Why are you
they just
up
opened?
All the way up yeah. there?
Lancaster's got nice places. I don't drink, so neither does Barber, so.
So no, you can drive?
So you're yeah. boring.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I meant, like, do you have any goals?
Yes, I do.
It's always fun because it's like a new start. You know what I mean?
I do have a
what
goal.
Kind of stuff are you not gonna do?
Oh, I'm not gonna eat sugar, but I'm gonna get some fucking General Chow's chicken. I love that. That pisses me off so fucking bad.
What?
That time where he's like, "Oh man, I don't eat sugar." I'm like, "What'd you have yesterday? General Chow's chicken? How much fucking sugar you think they put in that?
The like whole base coat
sugar?" But yeah. he says, "Oh, I don't eat sugar. Oh, it drives
no
me
added
nuts.
Sugar. He doesn't eat like added sugar."
Oh, this is.
I might have slipped that one time.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Actually, for the last month, I think I've eaten like 6 pounds of sugar.
He's been mainlining straight sugar.
Yeah.
I'm 15 pounds over what my end goal was, 160. I'm blowing up now, man. Like,
oh, you gained weight back?
Yeah, today. 15.
Since
I'm 175 now.
You fat fuck. Happened.
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
Did you stop the keto thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's why it comes back,
I'm going
that
back.
Fast or what?
Yeah. I'm going back.
Yeah, I do have a goal for 2019, winning my fucking belt back.
Good luck. Jesus Christ.
We got to think of a new challenge. Because
just got
just
gotta
get yourself a fucking belt.
I'll sell you that belt.
Now you're talking. Yeah. Sell him back his own belt. That'd be fucking
I'll
great.
I'll sell it to you for as much as you bought that Evel Knievel shit off eBay. What was it, $250? That belt?
No, it wasn't off eBay. That was from a guy that met in the Everything Evil group on Facebook.
Did it come in the mail yet?
Not yet, no. Group. It's coming from London.
You hope.
So it takes a couple months.
Except that fucking forum's been shut down.
And that guy's profile's now gone. You don't want to trust foreigners, you know.
Yeah, I'll buy your $250 Evel Knievel thing. Here's a check.
He's legit.
Oh, I'm sure you have plenty of ways to verify and vet him through your Evel Knievel channel.
Oh, I do. Talk to people.
He's a certified member of the Evel Knievel group.
Let's talk about
everything evil.
Let's talk about the movie.
What movie?
I don't know.
The movie.
Viva Knievel.
Is it coming out or?
Came out in 1978, I believe.
Never mind.
Evel Knievel, Lauren Hutton. Leslie Nielsen.
Ooh.
No.
I only watched a couple minutes of it.
I don't really get the whole Evel Knievel thing.
Get out!
I know. I'm going to upset him. But
tread lightly.
I'm thinking.
What picture? I thought we had something of.
I think people go to see him to see him fail.
I thought we
most,
did.
Yeah.
Right?
We didn't have something for Duck Danger?
No, not yet.
What do you mean?
Oh, he didn't send it yet.
He's sending me something.
What's he sending us?
An autographed picture. That's what I do now for the guests. See, I got the Bobby Blaze up there.
Oh, it's what you do.
Dude,
up
that
there.
Was a great episode.
There
that guy was so excited to be on the podcast.
Bobby Blaze, yeah.
Yeah, it was
He's
good.
A podcast
was good.
Personality.
Jeff loved it.
Jeff actually took his headphones off because when we do our interviews over the phone, we have to wear the headphones. And Jeff actually took his headphones off and sat back for like a half an hour.
Oh, he did talk. He could talk.
Yeah. Goals, 2019.
Yeah.
2019 goals.
It's like a whole new year. You can recreate yourself, which I love. Like, it's like, man, what do I do now? Like, that was back then. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
What are you going to do? Lose that 15
yeah,
pounds?
Definitely. I'm going, like, stop drinking again.
For how long?
Hopefully, well.
You're going to wait until November? Go drinking for a month?
It doesn't. I can stop drinking. I just drink coffee instead. So it's not a big deal.
With Bailey's?
Yeah.
Irish coffee. Joining a traveling church choir.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that would spread a little cheer and love.
Nice.
She's joining like one of them Christian ones, so it's like a rock.
Do you you have one picked out? Do you know where you're going to be going? Or?
No,
maybe start your own?
I was thinking maybe starting my own.
You and Deja?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So traveling. Goals.
Traveling what now?
Well, what's your goal?
I don't know.
Jim,
I don't
do you have any goals?
No, I don't like to set
no?
some sort of choir.
He does it on his own terms, right. Kyle.
I just like the fact that there's like a ton, you know.
I
like,
shaved today.
Yeah.
So did I.
It was big. No, my birthday's tomorrow, so I made it through another year.
Last week.
Yeah. Last week.
Your birthday was last Monday.
Tomorrow, last week.
Nobody cared then either.
Nope.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, belated. Happy birthday.
Thanks for the pretzels.
How old are you going to be?
37.
Wow. Nice. I think. You're still in your 30s, so.
Yeah, man. The world's my oyster.
It is. Every year's a new year. You're good at the lotto. You never know.
You guys are still in your 30s.
Yeah. Not me.
Not me.
I've donated
what
enough
are you?
To the fucking
37.
Lottery.
Oh. How old are you?
Me? 38.
38?
How am I the oldest one here? Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't know.
I have no notes. I
can hear that. You have no notes? No notes. Jim?
No, man.
No? Kyle?
I didn't bring any notes.
I say we stop, and I put it in the old machine and make sure it worked before you all leave. And then we can just redo it again.
Let's wrap us up.
I do like that story, though. That we couldn't get. I was like, you should just do it solo.
Just throw the voice out there. Throw the voice out there.
Talk like it's a story.
Read
like
a fire and read it like you're, yeah. like cross your legs and read it like you're reading a fucking children's Christmas story.
Yes. With video.
And
mic
yourself
great.
The voice was the best.
Yes.
Can I change your shoes?
Have you been back to the airport?
Yeah, I was looking for him a couple times.
You were looking for him?
Yeah.
You went to Bottom.
It's my little buddy.
It's probably, I hate to tell you this, but it's probably like Scrooge with the guy in there.
The guy's probably frozen.
The guy
to
frozen.
Oh.
Where he's like, I told you to go to the goddamn shelter.
What was his name? What was his name? I forget what his name was.
That's such a good movie. That's like one of the greatest, I think, Christmas movies.
Scrooged?
Yeah. Because Bill Murray's great.
That is good.
It is a good
totally
one.
Forgot about that movie when I was thinking of Christmas movies by myself.
It's a great Christmas movie.
I think it's actually better than Christmas Vacation.
Come on. Yeah. Christmas Vacation is so fucking good. So good.
I do love Chevy Chase, though. He is one funny fucking dude.
You bend over and I'll show you. I wasn't talking
can't
to you.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ? That's my favorite part. He's like, my name's Mary. No
of
shit.
Of course it is. Yeah, yeah, no shit.
When the dog's humping his leg and he's like, it's best to just let him finish, Clark. You know what I mean?
I like when they get to the tree in the forest and they're like, Dad, you forgot to bring the saw. Next shot, them dragging it out.
He would have never
out,
been able to get that out of the fucking... when he's talking to Cousin Eddie. Get you some eggnog, take you out in the middle of the woods, leave you for dead.
I like when they cut the turkey. He's like, oh, this looks great.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, save the neck for me. Dude, do you know? Hold on. I saw on Netflix there's a Christmas Vacation 2
with Cousin Eddie.
Did anybody?
No,
I've never seen
it. I didn't watch it because I knew it'd be bad. But
yeah, I've never watched it, but I knew it existed.
Yes,
I didn't know it existed.
I've never
I
heard
see
of it.
It.
Never.
It's probably gonna
it.
Be bad, but I gotta
oh,
see
yeah.
it.
I know you should.
Okay.
All right, wrap us up. This is what fucked us last week. You know that?
What?
You playing videos?
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I didn't connect anything to the fucking
computer. Did you watch the
week.
Video I sent you?
Master of all IT things and every fucking thing. Listen, 102 episodes, two of them were unsuccessful. Two. That's pretty good fucking odds.
Not bad.
2%.
Yeah.
Roughly. 1.9.
Did you know that
1.9.
out of all, I think I've said this statistic once before, but out of all the podcasts, there's probably like a million podcasts, only 2% make it to over 100 episodes.
That's why I keep slogging away, buddy.
It is.
Separates us.
It's so crazy because there's so many freaking podcasts out there.
What,
it's
did
like
you see Will Ferrell, Anchorman podcast is coming.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. With him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I wonder, do they make money off?
Yeah, like, now they do. Yeah, like Amy Schumer got paid, I forget how much, because she has a fucking podcast
like,
or somebody.
Does somebody own Joe Rogan's podcast?
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
Well, no, that's, because when he talks about, like, the place where they do it, like the office, like whatever that building is,
yeah,
he talks about it as if somebody bought it for him, like it's a whole, like it's a job, like. I think somebody.
Well,
it
is. He
it.
Fucking talks about this.
It is his job. I mean, he records sometimes 2 episodes a day. You know what I mean?
No.
He's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but he's and probably it, making like.
Well, yeah, he has over a million listeners every fucking episode. You know what I mean? He, all of his sponsors, out of over a million listeners, people are gonna start are gonna sign up for shit. You know what I mean? Like, we have like 50 to 100 listeners every week.
I've
that's
actually
why.
Looked at. Some
I thought
of the,
we were up close to a million.
There's no like average person that's signing up for his fucking shit because I've looked like on it, like he's a big on it guy.
Yeah,
that shit is so fucking.
Yeah,
expensive.
It's expensive. Yeah.
I'm not fucking spending. He had that blender on there. It was like $400. Yeah, blender. I'm gonna buy a blender for $400. I'm gonna Walmart.
It's a good blender.
Best blender in the fucking market, says Joe Rogan.
All right, buddy, you gonna wrap us up?
All right, everybody, we're just gonna sit here and watch the end of Scrooge, or watch the midpoint of Scrooged.
Herman.
Anyway, it's been emotional. Join us next week. Mike Machete's calling in. We're calling Jim Sharkey, and sooner or later, one of those two things is gonna happen.
From Loot Crate,
Kyle, Rain.
Rain.
Ryan,
Gil.
No. All right, from Kyle, Ryan, Casey, and Jim. Happy New Year. Goodbye.
See you later.
Sunrise from the highway. Lord, one more night. Sit alone again in the pale moonlight. And I don't know why. Seems this ride takes so much longer every time. Song.